This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Leroy Jenkins.
This is Dirt and Spray.
Dirt got fired. He's looking for a job. Don't hire him. He's just stay away from the guy. It's sports radio, 1080 The Fan. Not with Dirt. Sorry, dude.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
What is a Sprague? We can just call him Craig. Yeah, that's your new name, Craig.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I'm here to support a friend and a work colleague.
You don't know what love is.
Love you very much, Francine.
The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan, the Odyssey app. I think 99.5 HD2, I hope. Fingers crossed. And, of course, YouTube. YouTube.com/1080AM, The Fan. Good morning. Andrew Nemec is in for Dirt. And Dirt. We'll be back tomorrow, I believe. I haven't been told otherwise, but I think he's scheduled to come back Thursday. Some people were pissed about this on Monday because they wanted his Ducks tears because his baseball team blows, but they're always pretending that they're good. And then they lost to Utah Valley. So they wanted his tears. He didn't have them because he wasn't here.
Yeah. So I tweeted this. I started the tweet and deleted it. It is... Because I've watched, people think I hate Oregon State, and that's just not true. I've watched all three of their championship runs and went to a bar in Idaho because that's where I was living that summer for an internship and watched Oregon State beat North Carolina for their second in that back-to-back stretch. I like Oregon State baseball. It is weird to me that this year the vibe around people who talk about the team is like, this team just probably doesn't have it. Some good players. It's exciting we might have the number one pick or a guy that's in the discussion for the number one pick. But like all in all, this isn't one of those teams that have it. I'm not sure the pitching's there. I'm not sure this is all the way together. And Oregon was like, this is a great team. We have maybe the Golden Spikes winner. You know, we've got all the pieces here. This is Oregon's best team. And you fast forward and Oregon State's hosting a super regional and Oregon is bounced having hosted their own regional and didn't win a single game in the regional. The disparity between the two programs is gargantuan.
And I don't know if it's gargantuan. It's the execution.
One team has won three national titles.
No, but I'm saying, like, in terms of resources and actual investment, it's not gargantuan. It's just the results gargantuan.
Just where they are on the tiers list of most important, most interesting, best college baseball programs in America, the gap is very, very wide. I get what you're saying in the sense that, like, if I were a recruit and I were being recruited by Oregon or I got an offer in baseball from Oregon and Oregon State, they would be similar in terms of my own mental value of how good those programs are currently. But if you're doing a pecking order of the last 20 years, 10 years of 15 years, whatever you want to call it, of best baseball programs in America, Oregon State's very high on this list, and Oregon doesn't make the top 25. They're also receiving votes probably in that.
They've been consistently in the top 25 the last couple of years, though.
Yes, but in terms of the amount of damage they've done in the postseason, if you're doing a most relevant team draft for the last 15 years, 20 years, I don't care what you call it, 10 years, or Oregon probably isn't picked in the top 25 picks. And the way it's talked about is like, hey, they had that four-game sweep of them when they played this year. Has Oregon surpassed Oregon State? And it's like, you guys, Oregon State has won three national titles. They're not, if Oregon would have won the title this year, I wouldn't have said Oregon has now surpassed Oregon State as a college baseball program. People talk about them like they're on the same tier. They're not. And you want further evidence of that? Oregon's really exciting year ended 0-2 in the regional. Oregon State's like, eh, we've got pieces, but this isn't one of our special teams, is in the super regional. And they absolutely blasted folks after they lost their first game. That's how big a gap there is between the two teams. I think this regional was symbolic of how big the gap historically of those programs really is. And I wish the state was more aware of it and gave Oregon State their flowers more rather than anointing Oregon prematurely.
I had a football segment scheduled for you and you just railroaded it with college baseball talk. And I could not have guessed that you'd do that for $1 million.
I'm totally okay with it.
Okay.
I hope I didn't ruin a really good topic, but
I just got to talk about the ESPN 2025 FPI that was released.
Do you think I'm off base here?
No.
Oh, no. I just wish I...
You're preaching to the choir.
When I talk to Oregon fan about Oregon baseball,
but I also don't think Oregon,
they're like, oh, they're gaining on them. It's like, they have a three-national title lead.
I say this, and it comes across because, you know, I God forbid I give an opinion that's not pro-Oregon on something because I went to Oregon State. I just don't think Duck fan really cares that much. I think they pretend to care, and then they lose, and they go, all right, back to Dan Lanning.
But I think there is a Johnny-come-lately nature to it where oh, Oregon's in the top 10? Oh, they're catching Oregon State. See, we're better than you in your own sport kind of thing. And it's like,
results speak for themselves.
No, stop it.
ESPN's top teams by the FPI measurement, the Football Power Index, as they like to call it there at ESPN, with national championship odds. Of top 18, this was noted, how many teams in the top 18 are SEC teams?
12.
In the top 18?
The top 18. I know that's a random number.
7.
10.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 of 18, SEC.
So there's probably 4 from the Big Ten, maybe 5 if they throw USC in there?
There is 4 from the Big Ten. And the ACC has 3.
Is there anybody from the Big 12?
Notre Dame is the lone one. No Big 12 teams.
Okay.
No. USC, by the way, is not in the top 18. Where do you think Oregon is in the FPI?
12.
Nope.
I've seen this, so I haven't seen it yet.
6.
Oh.
National championship odds, according to them, is a 4.8% chance.
And that's really, really, really encouraging.
Projected exactly at 10 wins.
Given that they've had back-to-back years of the most players drafted in an NFL draft, you have that happen to you twice and lose the two most experienced quarterbacks in the history of the NCAA, and you still are in the top 6.
That's a credit to recruiting and portal. I mean, that's just what that is.
That's really impressive.
It is absolutely impressive. I
think
agree.
People, 6, oh my gosh, they're way better than that. Like, take a step back. Breaking in a new quarterback, back-to-back years of losing the most NFL talent in the program's history, 6th is pretty amazing.
I mean, 10 of 18 SEC teams. I just like, I don't know.
I
get it. I just also, I kind of roll my eyes at it.
Well, it's stupid. That's why I said 7. They're going to beat each other. So it's not going to look like that.
Yeah, but even when they beat each other, they are the conference that doesn't have to deal with beating each other.
Oh, I know.
Everybody in the Big 10, God forbid you lose a game in your conference. The Big 12, oh, don't you dare lose to a team. The ACC, same thing. The SEC, you can lose 3 times in your conference, and it's like, I don't know, man. I think Bama got screwed. It's like they lost to Vandy in Oklahoma.
There was a year, and this is when, to me, the SEC chatter completely jumped the shark. Do you remember, and I don't know the exact year, do you remember a few years ago, and maybe even 10 years ago, there was a midseason point at which in which Ole Miss and Mississippi State hadn't played anybody? And they were ranked 1 and 2 in the nation, and they'd played no one, and they were going to play. And people were like, "Oh my God, the Egg Bowl is going to be the most meaningful game in the history of the world this year." and both teams finished something like 8-4 and 7-5. Like they, they both started 5-0. You know,
yeah, the and Patsy schedule,
and it's like, yeah, these teams are not good. You can see that they're not good. The only difference is that they're undefeated in the SEC, and it happened to be that Georgia, Alabama had a loss early in the year because they played a couple of good SEC teams early in the year, you know? So they were 4-1 and 4-1 or whatever, and Ole Miss and Mississippi State were 5-0. And people were like, Mississippi, where did this come from? And they're doing ESPN features on, like, what happened to these programs? It's like, guys, just fast forward a month. They haven't played Florida. They haven't played Alabama. They haven't played Georgia. They haven't played LSU. They haven't played Tennessee. These teams are not good. And we do this now with the SEC every year, where it's like, well, the eighth best SEC team would clearly beat the fourth best team in the Big Ten. It's like, really? The fourth best team in the Big Ten, I'm not sure who they are this year, but the top three.
Well, last year was the national champion, the fourth best team in the Big Ten.
Right.
It was Ohio State.
Yeah. So what are we doing?
And we
accept this every year from ESPN.
Well, yeah, we accept. I just like it because it gets me to talk about football. I don't actually go, well, they said it. It's got to be accurate. I just try to find as many holes in it as I possibly can. Now,
I'm not saying you accept it.
No, I know.
I'm saying the general public kind of accepts the SEC dominance every year, regardless of result. It happened in baseball.
Well, but the problem was they won as many titles as they did, and so it's not just like accepting the reality. It is the reality is that they get more of a benefit because they're the biggest juggernaut there is in that sport.
But it's completely flipped on its head in the NIL era, in the sense that it used to be that, and whoever was on top in the SEC for a while, Alabama, Georgia, there was a stretch when Florida was obviously there, LSU, they would, in recruiting, whoever was on top in the SEC got 6, 7, 8 5-stars. The second best team in the SEC got 4, 5, 6 5-stars. And the top team in the Pac-12 got 1. Well, in the NIL era, all those SEC teams are investing huge amounts.
When do you classify the NIL era? What year was that? 21?
Right around 21. Right around that time.
So the SEC has won as many championships as any other. It's been the Big Ten and
the
SEC.
That's not my point.
But the championship is the point, though. That's why they get all of that.
But what I'm saying is they won those championships in that era, mm-hmm, with saturated rosters of 5-stars. Since the NIL era started. So these guys are only like seniors now.
Yeah, I'm only using 21.
Right.
Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State.
So you start with that. The 2021 recruiting cycle. Mm-hmm. Is when this is now
right,
with seniors.
That's what, yes.
Since the NIL era, if you go and look at the SEC rankings in recruiting, that top program isn't getting 8 and then 7 and then South Carolina and Tennessee and whoever else you want to put in there get 0. They all have money. So what's happening is Oregon's rise to the top 3 in recruiting is not that Oregon's doing so much better. Ohio State's jump into being number 1 every year is not so much that they're doing better. It's that now, with the resources of NIL being legal, no longer are the super saturated South, they're not all going to the same 3 programs. Everyone's getting 2-3 stars. Ole Miss buys their 2. South Carolina buys their 2. Florida buys their 3. And yes, Alabama and Georgia get their 4 and 5.
Mm.
Their rosters are not as loaded as they used to be, even in the transfer portal.
Are you willing to bet they don't win the title this year?
They didn't. Well, we're 0-1 in deeply saturated years.
Okay.
And I think we're going to see a trend where the SEC has a lot of good teams.
They have a ton of them.
But they're not going to win the national title going forward at the same rate. They're just not, because they're sharing the recruiting talent in a way that the rest of the country has already been dealing with for years and years and years.
Oregon has a 57.5% chance of making the playoff according to these models. Is that right or is that too low?
I think their schedule is easy on paper, appears easier
it's
than last year.
It's not that difficult.
It's
yeah.
not that difficult. Their toughest road game is at Penn State at yep. the end of September.
The whiteout game.
So it won't be, you know, a snowstorm. Yeah.
I think they're a bubble team. You're breaking in.
It's about right to you then.
Yeah,
57.5%.
Yeah. This feels about right.
Right.
Yeah. I think
should
I would.
Should they be 10%, almost 10% less of a chance to make the playoff than Bama?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I think Bama's probably too high. I'd put Oregon at around 50%. Hmm. You're breaking in a new quarterback. You lost your best piece along the offensive line. You've lost 3 first-round picks in the last 2 years. Your front 7, even with the best edge-rushing tandem in the country with Mateo Uiagalelei and Tatum Tuioti, loses the interior. And everyone who's ever recruited the West Coast says the hardest thing to do is replace really, really good interior defensive linemen. They're replacing their entire secondary, yeah, which let them down at the end of the year, but that is tough. And I know Kenyon Sadiq is phenomenal. He's going to be a day one or day two draft pick. He's a top three round pick. I believe that with my whole heart. You look at this receiving core, and I think there is something to be said for it being difficult to replace a quarterback and your go-to weapons. And saying, fourth quarter.
You got Stewart back, though.
Great. Stewart had...
It's a pretty big deal.
Stewart had over 27 yards receiving in four games last year.
Yeah.
Other than that, so under...
But he has another year in the program, you know.
Yeah.
Same coordinator.
You expect him to take a step up. You expect him to take a step up last year. I don't think you have a proven go-to receiver right now. And you don't have a proven go-to quarterback right now. And you lost a big piece along your offensive line, and you lost several really key pieces in a front seven. Mm-hmm. And again, the toughest thing to do on the West Coast, because we don't grow them here, is replace, regroup, reload a front seven. That's a build. That tends to be a build. The SEC can do the regroup thing. The Pac-12 footprint, the previous Pac-12 footprint in terms of recruiting, has a harder time. Yeah, I think it's 50-50. And I think this Oregon team probably wins 9 or 10 games. 10 games gets them in.
10 games you get in.
10 games gets you in. 9 games you don't, probably, or you're on the bubble.
Yep.
50%.
Status story is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls. So that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. 8:23, stat or story time. I think Nemec knows the game.
Yes.
He has no shame.
Does he want to go first?
No, I want you to go first.
Okay. Your number is 22.
22.
22. Is it the rank of the Knicks' offensive rating post All-Star break this last season in the NBA? Or is it the percentage of total cheese produced in the United States by Wisconsin, the largest cheese producer of any of the 50 states?
I have a cousin that lives in Wisconsin, random Wisconsin town. I've never been to Wisconsin, but I've always wanted to jump around. And basically, hey, how is it? A lot of cheese, Brandon. A lot of cheese.
It is National Cheese Day.
I think this is the 22% Wisconsin cheese thing, because I think the Knicks offense was pretty good in the second half of the season, but I could be wrong.
Offensive ranking in the NBA?
Offensive rating. The Knicks offensive after the All-Star rating break. Post All-Star break.
22 is low once teams are tanking.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go story. I think that's sound logic. I'm going to say they were more on the 15 or higher range.
Damn it! Oh, sorry. I led
idiot.
You
the Knicks were
such an idiot.
Second in the NBA in offensive rating pre-All-Star break. They were 22nd post-All-Star break.
That shocks me.
Which
doesn't.
Could have had something to do with Tibbs.
I think their defense also blows. I don't think they have good depth, you know.
But
other
if
areas.
You are the second-rated offensive team, you can overcome some shots.
If we
defense.
Were the Knicks, would we be outraged today about firing our coach? Can we just ask that question?
If you got back to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time.
I think I'd be mad. Yeah, I think I'd legitimately be like, what are we doing?
Is this a collective Portland we?
I think so.
Yeah. Because Portland was fine with Billups being re-signed, so
I don't know if that's accurate. There people were, but some people weren't.
They're not protesting in the streets.
We protest about other things.
Portland made the Western Conference Finals this year. I mean, not with this team, but this year. And the fire
team
coach,
that we loved, and
Portland people would be irate. Irate.
No, Wisconsin produces 29% of the country's cheese. 297.2 million pounds.
I buy Tillamook. I only support local.
Yep. California is second at 21%, and then nobody else is more than 10%.
My daughter at like 2 or 3 could barely say the word Tillamook, but would not eat slices of cheese unless they were Tillamook. And we tested her and gave her cheese that was not Tillamook. And she would bite it and say,
No,
thank you.
Not, you know, when she could barely
talk. It is tempting to buy those, you know, generic corporation cheese blocks that are small but cheap. It's tempting. Buy a big block.
Costco, cheaper. It's the way to go.
Those are massive blocks.
Tillamook cheese.
Okay, here we go. Happy cheese day to you.
Happy cheese day.
Enjoy. What is your favorite cheese?
Probably Swiss.
That's pretty Gouda.
Hey! Did you get that from your cousin? From
got
Wisconsin?
That from Bill Orme.
There you go.
Nice. Yes.
He's dropping some major dad jokes yesterday on our program. Swiss?
Yeah, if I'm
all the cheese?
If I'm doing a sandwich or a burger, you probably get me there. But
I like pepper jack.
I love going. Spice. No, actually, I love going to the cheese case at Trader Joe's and like getting. I'll do that. Like little.
Are you one of the weird old guys that just opens cheese and starts eating them?
No, I'll do like mini charcuterie plates sometimes. Like. Yeah.
That went to the grocery store not long ago, and the daughter pokes me and goes, Dad, look what that woman's doing. And I turn around, it's a 70 to 80 year old woman, and she's just eating grapes out of the bags. Oh. She's just opening bags, and she's eating, and it's not like 4 or 5. This woman ate half a bag of grapes she finally grabbed a different bag and put it in her cart.
Have you heard Sook's take on donuts at grocery stores?
No.
He's admitted this on the air because I tease him about it. He's admitted this multiple times on the air.
Like
he
considers self-serve donut yes. in the case.
He thinks they're free samples.
He considers one a tax for him shopping there, and he goes and gets when he's hungry. Goes and gets like a maple bar or whatever donut, and just eats it, and then doesn't pay for it. And he said that is the cost of my patronage at the grocery. I was like, that's absolutely theft. There's no
that is theft, yeah.
There's no doubt
by definition that's stealing.
That is theft. He goes, no, it's not. It's like a sample. And well, I said, no. No,
if they have samples, they'll cut them up and put them on the little cupboard thing.
He's adamant, and I've asked him about it still, and he's like, yeah, I still do that because it's what you do. And I was like, it is not what you do.
There's a local Freddy's I go to.
Such an offensive lineman thing.
Their bakery actually does make cookies and puts them sometimes out for you to grab a cookie.
Yeah.
That is acceptable.
Yes.
Like, I've even gone, I'm like, is this a sample? Yeah. Great. Okay.
It's an open box of cookies. You may have one.
You got to be careful with the grocery store donuts, too. They're really good. But if you don't get that door shut, you look in there, there's flies.
Oh.
And if I see a fly in your donuts, I ain't touching one of those donuts.
Nope.
Fly touches food, I don't touch it. All right, I'll go next. We'll save the best for last.
Oh,
he says
boy.
It's aimed at me, he said. All right, your number's 85. 85. Is it the number of Bill Oram's dad's birthday coming up this week and in which his sister is throwing an insane party?
Okay.
Or is it the save percentage in the last 10 postseason games for my guy, Bob Rofsky?
I'm going with Bob Rofsky.
I'm going story. I think Bob's save percentage is closer to 900.
Okay. Nemec. Swigard!
Nicely done.
93.
Yeah. Wow.
Bob Rofsky in his last 10 in fuego.
That's
He's on fire. Bill Oram's dad is turning 85 this weekend. And he tells me, Dad, what do you want to do? And his dad's basically like, I just want to hang out with my family. Yeah. 85 is not an age where it's like, I want to go do this, and this, right?
Strip club.
It's a more calm age.
Yeah.
His sister is a lawyer, I guess. And he tells me about planning this thing. And his sister is just like...
She got like live entertainment
He had to order a 6-foot cardboard cutout of Shania Twain. She has booked a card dealer because he loves playing blackjack. So now they're going to have a card dealer
got a little casino
playing
action.
Blackjack, Perfect. But for no real money because there's going to be kids there.
Right.
She's contemplating a bartender... Like,
wow.
Doing all of these things that the dad did not ask for, and now Bill is stressing about it instead of just enjoying
half
his dad's
the bill, or is his sister taking care of
him? Is this like a.
No, his sister's really successful.
Is his concern, I don't really want to socialize at this big a party, or is it, I don't know if dad's going to have a good time with this much activity?
Well, it's just more like his.
Or just there's a lot to do.
If you ask me, Brandon, what do you want for Father's Day? And I tell you, I just want to golf once, and then I want to hang with you guys and have a good dinner. I don't want you to be like, surprise!
Oh, I'm showing up at your house. I'm pulling a U.
You wouldn't mind.
And I'm showing up at your house.
Cut out of Selma Hayek, though.
Well, I told Orm because he showed me the cardboard cutout, and I go, what's happening to that thing after you leave? And he was like, oh.
Gross.
I mean, it was a good photo. That's all I'll say.
How old was it?
She feels like a woman.
It was right in that era.
Okay. It would have to have been in that era.
Man. She looked like a woman.
Oh, Canada.
They speak Canadians. There you go. All right. Bob Rofsky, 93, a 935 save percentage with 2 shutouts in his last 10 games.
The number is 9.
9.
Is it?
Ferris Bueller.
The number of consecutive NBA MVPs who who have won with no visible tattoos on their body? Or is it the number of dead bodies pulled from the Willamette River in Portland since mid-April?
I'd love to know why this is right directed at me.
Well, you might be a serial killer.
Really?
And we'll get there.
You do enjoy some tattoos.
Okay, wait. So you're saying it's 9 straight league MVPs that I don't have visible tattoos?
That was the potential stat.
Then it's definitely a story.
I'll follow him. Story.
If the NBA one is the stat, because I'm not quite sure how that is.
NBA NBA is the stat.
That is the accurate one. We have 9 consecutive MVPs.
There you go. That's proper.
That have no visible tattoos. And I thought of your tattoo, and that made me want to. So SGA, no. Jokic, no. Embiid was the shaky one, and he does not.
Okay.
Back to Jokic for 2. Giannis for 2, famously no tattoos. Harden, I thought for sure, tattoos. No, at the time he won MVP, did not. Westbrook, no. Curry, back-to-back, the last NBA player with a visible tattoo. I just think that's fascinating, a league that has a lot of body art.
Do we have a mob in Portland? What's going on there?
Isn't that interesting?
I'm looking this up.
I really spent a lot of time on it.
I'm just curious. I'm fact checking.
The number of bodies found in the rivers in Portland since mid-April is higher. It's 10, and it might now be 11. There was some question.
Oh, there's more than that. They just haven't floated up yet.
And they say that's a normal number for this time of year because there's more
drownings.
There's some drownings, and also just more boat activity on the water.
Okay.
It kicks up bodies that have drowned previously.
Do you want to know how dumb AI is right now? And I say that because they're going to kill me in 40 years. When you Google Giannis tattoos, the Google search says Giannis is a professional basketball player with a few tattoos, primarily on his arms and back. The photo next to this is campaign.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I looked up Giannis, and there was a whole quote about him not having visible tattoos.
No, I think you got a good stat.
Yeah, I was.
That blows my mind.
I thought it was a good one, and I did it in honor of you because I remembered you had the sleeve, and I tried to look up NBA tattoo stats.
I haven't
full
sleeve yet. We're getting there.
I don't know exactly. I'm not a tattoo guy.
Sleeve is like your whole arm is
the
covered.
Whole arm, like, no, as if it were a sleeve.
Yeah.
Like on a shirt.
Yeah, like up to the shoulder.
Yes. You would be accurate.
Oh, well, then that's not a sleeve.
I haven't had a tattoo in a minute, man. I need to get more.
My stepson, who is a sophomore at the University of Oregon, has lots and lots and lots of tattoos.
Really? Do you have any?
I do not.
You don't have one?
No.
Swag doesn't have one either.
I'm a purist.
You going to get one, Swag?
No.
Never?
I don't think so. Have to be something pretty significant.
A golf ball would be pretty cool.
What if you got your back, your whole back, and it was 100 men taking on one gorilla, and it was just your prediction for that fight, and so it's just all...
I have a massive phobia of needles from a young age. And you would have to get me so gutter-hugging drunk to get me there.
Like blacked out past
pretty much. Yeah,
you don't watch it, though.
What?
You don't watch them do it.
But
it doesn't matter.
But he's just saying
that
the anxiety of going and seeing them.
I don't
get
like needles
ready.
Either, but it's not what you think. It's like think of it like a pimento cheese sandwich with mayo.
Doesn't matter.
You liked it?
No.
You stop lying. I hate when you lie about that. It's ridiculous. We all watched you. One thing I had real quick before we go to our FUPdate. I always drive over the Ross Island to go home. We just got yacht shelters now in our river. Like, a lot of them. And well, also, how did they get a yacht?
Stolen or abandoned.
Because it's but, like, it's
expensive.
It looks like Waterworld out there.
It's expensive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Expensive to have your boat in a dock.
Yeah, so, I don't. Yeah, but I'm just so curious. There's a lot of boats just parked, and they're living there, and it looks like the side of a sidewalk in certain parts of Portland. And I'm like, what's going on down there?
Yeah,
I have a lot of questions.
I don't have any answers. I think that's. Right. I think it's weird. Is that a luxurious lifestyle, or because you don't
it doesn't look luxurious anymore. It looks like it once was. It's not anymore.
Do you think there was a day or two period where they're like, this thing has a full decked out fridge, and they were like, we're gonna live like kings?
No,
it was bad from the jump.
Yeah, that's okay. My guess. There is your status story. We do it every Wednesday at 8:15. All right, welcome back in. Oh, no, I got a headphone snafu here, charging my phone. Wanted to give you guys a heads up on something, some good news. I'm pretty excited about it myself. I'm a big fan of the universe that is John Wick.
Okay.
If you text Wick, W-I-C-K, to 503-864-6326 now, you can enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, in theaters June 6th. Head to 1080thefan.com for complete details, but text WICK to 503-864-6326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Ballerina in theaters June 6th.
Do you have a favorite John Wick movie?
Ooh, the OG one's pretty good. I really liked the sequel, the second one.
I was wondering if there was maybe a Godfather situation, part two being better.
I don't think, I think you're splitting hairs in that universe. It's which movie had less lines for Keanu Reeves and more action. Yeah, we have to go down and break down the tape. I really enjoy the John Wick series. I'm glad they're doing Ballerina.
That's cool.
I will be seeing this movie in theaters. What just happened? Something massive just dropped. I don't know. Did something break?
I've got nothing over here. I have no idea what fell.
I don't either.
Something just completely like fell and
kind of loud.
Thunk, 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 and I'm missing.
I don't think listeners heard it.
It looks like a piece of your arm.
Oh,
on your chair.
Your chair's completely breaking. Your
chair. My chair's
either that or it's your.
What'd you do?
I want it to be known that I did nothing to this chair.
Something being asked yesterday in sports that just like interesting question, and the person responding to it thought it was a little ridiculous. We'll get to that, and I'll tell you who it is next on The Fan. All right, well, we're 10 minutes away from Nemec being done with the show. Finally go home, call his sister, take a nap, whatever he wants to do, really. It's your world. We're just living in it. I hope we haven't broken you too much.
No, I'm all right.
It's been an interesting experience for you, I'm sure.
It was a roller coaster ride.
Drive away and be like, that dude's so weird, I'm never coming back.
Well, the interesting part will be at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon when you've been up, you know, kind of feel like you've had a full day, depending on whatever else you have to do today.
Well, I'm going home and going to sleep.
Oh, okay.
Now that 1 to 2 o'clock, I'll tell you, the nap is good. There's also days the nap actually doesn't help. It makes things worse. And so that 1 to 2 o'clock wall that he's talking about, it's difficult.
I pick up my daughter from school. She's in kindergarten, by the way, and goes to full day kindergarten.
Okay.
She gets out at 1:55.
Yeah, that's when my kids got out.
That's insane.
Why is that insane?
That's so early. Didn't you? I used to get
out. I had half day kindergarten.
3 or 3:30, or even sometimes you'd have an early out and you'd get out at 2:15.
AM, PM kindergarten guy.
Kids who have. What did.
I was AM.
I was Andy AM because there was an Andy PM.
I think I was afternoon.
You went by Andy?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
A lot of my family still calls me Andy.
That would throw me so off.
Everyone else calls me Nemec.
Oh, okay.
I go by A.
What about Drew?
Or AJ. I have family that calls me Drew.
Mm.
But I mostly, my mom still calls me Andy.
Okay.
What
if I called you Drewski? I just call you Drewski.
I don't really like that.
Oh, you don't like that?
Well, there is a Drewski now.
Touche.
And he's quite famous.
He's very popular. Yeah.
So I would at absolute best be like Drewski C minus.
I want to ask you a football take. You're a diehard Niner guy.
I am.
You bleed red and gold.
I do,
they say.
But within reason. I'm a logical fan. I'm not just
everybody's
such
logical until you know.
I'm logical all the time.
Okay. The Seahawks up north.
Yes.
Mike McDonald, year two, they didn't make the playoffs, but they signed a quarterback, got rid of another quarterback.
Yeah.
On 710, asked, is Sam Darnold, is he really going to start all year?
Like, I respect you got to ask it, but like, you guys, this is a crazy question. There's just not going to, like, Sam's our starting quarterback. We love him. He's doing a tremendous job. I think it's funny that the media is out there for like the first day and all of a sudden they know exactly how good we're going to be and how good all the players are and all the tempos, like we don't even put on pads yet. Like we haven't made one tackle, and it turns out in practice, like it's a great way to build culture by letting guys know that like they can't make mistakes. That's exactly what we're shooting for. So go out to practice, be tight, you know, make sure you don't make a mistake, because then you know, God forbid, you know, you're the worst player of all time because you made one bad throw or one bad decision. It's like that is not what we're trying to build. We want these guys to go. Prepare the right way, and then when they go out on the practice field, go freaking let it rip, and then we'll go fix it. We'll go. We got time. It's June.
Live reaction to that radio host.
Swinging a foul.
I don't really understand the question. Is Sam Darnold going to start all year? They just signed him.
Can you imagine if he was like, no. He's going to lose the job 6 weeks in, we're sure.
You think there's still Matt Flynn trauma in Seattle?
Yeah, I think so. Man. They signed him to a big deal.
Trauma?
Well, not trauma, but
that's flashbacks.
What's in their mind.
Yeah,
flashback.
Okay. The guy,
it's like, all right, we took a guy in the third round, and there was questions about this, that, or the other thing.
Here's what I will say. Geno Smith is, in my opinion, a very good quarterback.
Chip Kelly and everybody in Vegas ranting and raving how great he's been.
The reason he looked much worse last year is that their interior offensive line was absolutely horrific.
Well, he also threw a lot of red zone interceptions.
Yes.
He cost him the Ram game.
He did. That interior offensive line was the biggest problem, not Geno Smith's accuracy.
not Geno Smith not being able to read a field. Maybe Geno Smith trying to do too much because he knew his offensive line got him sacked a whole lot.
That and having the absolute worst rushing attack in
again
years.
Also interior offensive line. They've got two pretty good running backs.
So actually, maybe here's the reason for the question. You know who's worse statistically under pressure than Geno Smith?
So that's where I'm going, is Sam Darnold is going to be a huge downgrade if their interior offensive line isn't fixed.
Walks in Jalen Milroe, who
I honestly
run.
Believe, whether he can't answer that and say, yeah, he's not going to start the whole year. I bet Sam Darnold does not start the whole year.
If healthy?
I'd be surprised if
he's
healthy.
Well, he was asked if he's not going to start week one.
Yeah.
Right, and that's insane. But I think Sam Darnold doesn't start the whole year. And not because of health. I think at some point it's like, if their interior offensive line is much 15 spots better in pass and run blocking, then maybe.
Okay.
If they're not, they're going to have to do something else because he's going to see ghosts again. He's going to be doing the Sixth Sense thing.
Well, that's going to do it for us.
Okay.
I'd love to keep talking with you and go to 10, but we can't do that.
No.
We're done at 9.
Yeah, and I'm never doing this again.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Out completely. Okay. All right.
Good time.
Thanks for joining me, Andy. Sub to Andy for an Andy.
This is Drewski signing out.
Yeah. There we go. Nemec in for Dirt today. Great job. Well done by you. Thank you for waking up and hanging with us. Thank you guys for hanging out with us on the text line and the YouTube chat. Dirt is back tomorrow, so you can get those duck baseball tears that I'm sure he won't give you because he doesn't care. And we'll break it all down. This has been Dirt and Sprague, and we've got Ben Golliver tomorrow as well. And we'll talk to you on Thursday, 6 to 9 a.m. on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.